Hey, everybody, come together. You are not praying. Come together. Come to the front. See the way you are walking around. You are walking around you. You are walking around. You are not praying. What is happening? How have you people gotten used to prayer? For 15 minutes, you have not ascended. It's demonic. See the way all of you are hanging around. Hanging around for what to happen? Come to this front, you. You are hanging around. You are supposed to be praying. I've been watching you. Look at you. Are you praying? When do you want to pray? So if we talk to everybody, we also talk to you. Touch this, my mic is too low. Go and touch it. You went and we are walking around that place. I've been watching you for 15 minutes. You are waiting for who to ginger you to pray? You are a babe. Don't know anything. You are a babe. This is a proof. You are a babe. You don't know how to carry your own presence and trap your own altar. You don't know how the shape of the spirit realm. That a man comes with his own entourage. Up till now, you are still depending on corporate hotspot to carry you into the depths of God. You are a babe, my friend. And sit down, you don't have anything. I thought you have learned anything. He is the only one making any attempt to do any business. Find a neighbor tutu. If you don't pray in the next 5 minutes, we will shut down. I send everybody home. I'll pray myself. I don't have that business. I'm not here to favor anybody. If you don't want to sort out your destiny, stay in your father's house. Why are you here? This is the place we take destiny serious. There is a reason why God brought you here. If it is done, then you won't be here. You'll be somewhere else. Face to face. Face to face. I think you need to, all of you need to ask God for forgiveness for taking him for granted. You have prayed this, the way God is helping you to pray, you are taking it for granted. That is why you come, you are struggling. You don't know what God is doing for you. All of you, pray, pray. You can kneel down and pray. Don't like this thing. Irreverence is why people miss out in heavy things in God. Very soon you start missing it. Where is your neighbor, my friend? Find somebody. You are not praying. Cry to God. Cry until you are helped. Join them. If there are three, you can join them. You can join them. Don't worry. Remove your hand from the keyboard. Go and join them in prayer. You don't need keyboard now.
We come with boldness for the throne of grace. There is a throne of grace, my friends. I must receive help. No. Tada takata kabara takata kwata shata shata. Henry, secure help, secure help. Saka tota, apatatatata, pata, kade, kade dea, kata tota, kabatua tataka, kaya tetua, ba, ba, katakata, kataka bakua, katakua tota, kabadia, 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 kabadia. From Zion, we don't have any option. Oh God, we stay. Oh God, help us. Oh, we are finished. channels of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limits. Open up. Let him call unto thee. Open up. Takabata, sabakata duakate, kapawatatata, kapatai, yapata kuata, papawata kapatata, kapatao, tapatatata, tata, 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 kaya tata, tata, kuata. Son of my spirit. Open up, somebody cry. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limits. Open up. Let him call unto thee. Open up. Channels of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up.
Siakabela, Soratala, Abekotakua, Patatata, Kapatuata, Yato, Yatakota, Tatata, Kapatuata, Tatata, Kapatata, Tapo, Tapo. Somebody pray. I let the spirit rule the soul. Akapona, tapatakaya. Let the spirit rule the soul. Aita, aita pola kate. Kapawata, akapata pawata. Katatatata, yapatoto. Kapwa, katatatatwa. Aya!
Son of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limits. Open up. We cry, we cry. Let him call unto thee. Open up.
Channels of my spirit.
He said, cry.
Tara sata banta, tau atakata, kapata diata, kato, kapata tata tato, kapato atata tata tata, kapato, cry, 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 taya tata, kato, tata tato, tato tato kata.
Thank you.
Kaya, Kaya, Kaya. Oh God, oh God. Tata, ata, ata. Of my spirit, I am with the Father. No boundaries, no limit, open up. Let deep call unto thee, open up. Channels of my spirit. I am with the Father. No boundaries, no limits. Oh my God, oh my God. Let him call unto thee. Channels of my spirit. I am with the Father. No boundaries, no limits. Let him call unto thee.
Tapapoka, kapatatatapatata, papratatatatata, aitapakwata data, tapato, tatatatai, akatatatatata, kapratatatata, daiatakwa, kwata, kwata, kwakwata, kwa, kwa. Kaile barosa taila, apeta kwata kala, rapata pata kapata to, apata tata, apata to, kapato, kapato. Rapatua tatata, kapata tetia, yapata tata, rapata tatata, kapra tatata, kaya, kaya tatata, kapata tatata, kaya tatapana, apapra tatata, rapata patatata, apakapata tatata, rapata, rapata, apapata tatata, rapata tatata, akapata tatadia, taya takata, tatakata, kapata tatata, kapa.
Channels of my spirit. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limit. Open up. Oh my God. Let him call unto thee. Open up. Channels of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limit. Open up. Let him call unto thee. Open up. Sound else of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limit. Open up. Let him call unto thee. Open up.
Judges chapter 16. Verse 20. Give this young man mic so that he will read. You, give him. Read with King James. Be fast. 16:20.
Amen. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him.
You know this man. Up till then, he was not aware that what made him do what he was doing is his spirit. If you remove that spirit, you are weaker than any human being on earth. Is Samson a giant? Have you seen that book they used to draw when you were small? They drew Samson as if he's a giant. It's not true. Actually, Samson is small. That is how the story would have been correct, that it was God that was helping him. He said he rose up and shook himself. And then they thought, nothing is happening. Because he's a spirit. Say after me, a spirit. And he said, he wist not. He is not even aware. His own is worse. It is better that you know that there is something that caused your weakness, caused you not to be able. It is even worse that you wist not. That you are not even aware that there has been a change. When the spirit comes, it comes with a loud noise. Boom! When he's leaving, quietly, he will leave. Samson wist not that the spirit has left. The day you suddenly forget that he's a spirit, Satan has caught you finally. He will make you to come to a place where you are uncomfortable and think that there is a means you can engage this thing outside of a spirit. When you are now in the middle, it will allow you. When you are in the middle, you will now realize that the spirit is not there and there is nothing you can do now. You will now continue in the flesh. Continue. You will now continue. Meanwhile, the spirit is not there. I don't know how many of you want to continue without the spirit. How many? Raise your hand. Okay. None of us want to continue. I want us to pray in the next 5 minutes. You are not as desperate as me. I know the Holy Ghost. And what I know about him, I'm not willing to make anyone step without him helping me. If we continue praying today and you did not receive that help, we go. We won't share anything. Because the whole essence is the spirit. Say the spirit. It's the spirit. That is the difference. It's the spirit. In case you don't know, there are people that can stand in the flesh and do yabababa for 10 hours. I have told you, somebody went to Iva Valley at Enugu and prayed for 7 hours, came back very dry. And was asking me why is it dry like this. They said we should pray in tongues for long. I did. Why am I dry? Said the spirit. That's it. The spirit is not there. You can do it in the blood. That's what I'm saying. You can continue going. Meanwhile, the spirit is not there. What price are you willing to pay for the spirit to accompany you? What price are you willing to pay? I know some of you don't even understand what I'm saying. When the spirit, God is only working as long as the Holy Spirit is working. Find a neighbor, four. See, this is what will happen. If your heart is genuine to cry out to God, God will begin to minister to you. Never ever forget it in your life that the mighty Samson wist not that what? The spirit have left. This is the man that carried the gate of a city on his back and took it to the mountain. Samson, you know him. All the territories round about were testifying of his might. But he wist not. Spirit has left. You don't know how to tend the spirit. In the next 5 minutes, let men that have skills tend the spirit. Let men that have skills tend the spirit. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. Channels of my spirit. For I am with the Father. No boundaries, no limit. Let deep call unto deep.
Rapata Prayer is a spirit. Baptize us with the spirit of prayer. Katayatwa, katatelia.
You are not praying. Kapetatia kapo, kapatata tota, rapapa kuata tata, payato, payata kuata, kapatata tadua, I tapo. Baptize us, baptize us, baptize us, baptize us, baptize us. Somebody, prayer is a spirit. Prayer, prayer is a spirit. Is a spirit. Every attempt to pray without the spirit is an effort in futility. Help us, Holy Ghost, O spirit of prayer. Baptize us afresh. Baptize us, baptize us, baptize us, baptize us. Oh, 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 oh. Kabia tala, kabia, kabia yata, kaya tala. Breakthrough. He's here.
Shataya, Kayate, Kabala, Sosaledia, Peratotale, Tetanada Data, Kabena, Kapatada, Shataya, Tatada, 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 Tatada.
Da, 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 da
Sister Godiva, Kapatata, Tatata, 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 Ayata, by the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the Spirit, Akuatata, Kapatata. Have you seen a man that is held by the Holy Ghost? It will be obvious. It is not yet obvious that you are helped. Have you seen a man that is helped by the Holy Ghost? It is obvious. Get to that point. Somebody get to that point where it is obvious that the Holy Ghost is after you. Oh my God. Doctor, get to that point. Pastor, get to that point where it is obvious that the Holy Ghost is helping you. Is helping you. Is helping you. I acquired that. The spirit of grace and supplication. Oh my God. I takuna abrete kapato abratata takampatia aparata kabataya. Are you willing to go the extra mile? Everyone that is willing to go the extra mile, the spirit will be released. The spirit will be poured. The spirit will be released. The spirit will be poured for every man that wants to go the extra mile. I want to go, oh God. Abena kambe aswata kiatare rapata benanta apara. if you want to stop, then you don't need the outpouring. Every man that wants to go the extra mile, we ask for the Spirit, we ask for the grace, we ask for the baptism, we ask for the help that comes from Zion. Oh my God, I know I've prayed before, but I ask you, my God, baptize me with the Spirit of grace and supplication. Supplication, the Spirit of prayer. If it is not by the Spirit, then you are not helped.
Help her.
pray, pray. You can do better thing. Katinata, katinata, tata. You have not touched the depths of your well. Itele, tele, tala, tele, akala, kalala, abakata, kaiye. Oh my God.
Holy fire,
holy fire. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Somebody cry from within me. Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
Talk, you cannot stop now and talk. Talk, go deeper, go deeper. Atesezele, peresa sabalata.
Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire.
Hey, 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 hey.
Zechariah, quickly turn your Bible to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 12. You are there, say amen. You are old enough to have Bible. I'll buy Bible for you. Huh? You lost it. I'll buy another one. You are old enough. How old are you? 4, 5. You are nailed down. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Elijah, read for me. Use mic.
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me who they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Prayer is a spirit. Prayer is a spirit. Prayer is a spirit. Prayer is a spirit.
Sometimes you are possessed with the spirit. If you are possessed with it, you will know. Is it not true? Is it not true? If you are not, you will know too. Are you possessed now? Say the truth. That's where we are going. Let's not deceive ourselves. If you are possessed by that spirit, don't you know? Are you possessed now? Are you possessed now? Are you possessed? Are you possessed? You see, you see, result. The result is obvious. Are you possessed now? I think you have made it done. You are the only one that came here prepared. This is the only person that prepared. You came with new clothes, but you are not prepared. I mean, you are prepared physically, but you are not prepared. He is the only one that came prepared. See, we have not even done anything. You notice the time is running very fast. I don't understand time these days. When are we doing another 24 hours? Huh? This month, right? We have not. We have grounds to cover. Yes, we have grounds to cover in the spirit. So we need 24 hours. Let's see how far we can go. It's not as if it will do everything, but it will help us to begin the journey. Duke, so that we will be able to know what can be done. I want you to ask God. This one, this prayer now, find one corner. Yourself. You know what I've noticed? The same place Jesus prayed the highest. Go and check it in this scripture. The same place he prayed the highest. That's the same place a man was there and he was sleeping. Three men actually. He woke them the first time, they slept back. Woke them the second time, they slept back. Woke them the third time, they slept back. And the scripture testified in the book of Hebrews. He said that Jesus raised a strong cry to him that is able to save me. He said he was hurt in that he feared. It was in the same garden that Peter, James and John could not pray. And the scripture testified indeed. Christopher, right? What's your name? Remind me. Huh? Huh? Victory. Okay. The same place. That's where the testimony of the apostles was. The flesh indeed is weak, and the spirit is willing. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire. I'm teaching you a technology, because the truth is that in this prayer adventure, in this thing, it's not always that you wake up and feel like praying. How many of you have noticed it? You wake up one day and today you don't feel like doing anything. You even try for 30 minutes, nothing is working. 1 hour, nothing is working. On that particular day, if you have been praying other days and it was easy to pray, that day it was not easy to pray is the day you should pray. That is the day it is paramount that you must pray. Because what you don't understand is that there is a siege sometimes. And that is why Satan doesn't want you to break through. If you ever succeed in breaking through that day, the place you will enter in the spirit, nobody will take it away from you. So once you are in the cups of making breakthrough, real breakthrough in the spirit, Satan will not allow it. Juliet, I've not seen you pray. Have you prayed? I need to see you. So find one corner, and your prayer is this scripture. Pour upon us the spirit of prayer and supplication. Don't stop until you are possessed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You didn't hear me. You didn't. If you heard me, you will cry out for your life. Every man unto himself. Every man unto himself.
pray.
Sobaranda babakwa. Tabatao akata patata. Pande porata sata. Perete kwa tapapo. Papa papa papo sapata. Da 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 da
Thank you. Verse 1.
Read for me. If you are there, say amen. Where is your brother? I'm looking for him in the spirit. I'm not seeing him. That's even why I asked in the physical. Find him. Find him. Read verse 1 for me. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Luke 18:1. If you are there, say amen. Are you there? Read.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Continue.
Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men.
Imagine. Continue.
And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Let me bring out prayer point for you here. He said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end. I mean, the purpose of the parable is this, that men ought always to pray and not to pray. That is just the whole story is to buttress this point. What is the point? Huh? Come to this side, my friend. Come over here. Let me be seeing you. Need to be looking at my eyes. That man. So the purpose, Jesus rose up one day and decided to share parable. And the purpose of his parable is to establish a fact that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You are not getting the point. This is not suggestion. Are you getting the point? This is the eternal God manifest in the flesh, giving us a scope of what happens in the realm of the spirit and in the heavenlies. He said, if men understand how the realm functions, what will they do? And not just pray. They always pray. They will always pray and not what? Faint. Liberate. So if a man is not praying, what is he doing? He is what? Doc, if a man is not praying, he is what? As you are keeping your hand in your waist like this, and you are looking tired, what is the next option? He's to faint now. Let's bring bed for Doc. But he said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. Do you know what the scripture? If you pray long enough, you can have anything. The only reason why, E.M. Band says that prayer can do whatever God can do. What did I say? Prayer can do what God can do. It was McKendree Bounds. Let me show you so that you get the picture here. This picture. Have you studied this picture? Eh? This is an example of a court session in heaven. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. I'm not hearing you, favor. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. I'm not hearing your amen. If you are with me, say amen. If you are with me, say amen. Uh-huh. this is an example of a court session in heaven, Esther. Are you with me? So the scripture is trying to tell you that you only lost a case in that court simply because you gave up. Are you with me? That sometimes even the judge will not want to make the case in your favor, but your continued importunity will finally drive the case in your favor. I hope you know that God has used the visible things of the world to explain to us the invisible things. Are you with me? So, and you see, just like we said, there is a parallel dimension to our analysis. In other words, what you can see in the natural, we use natural things actually to explain spiritual things. So Jesus was looking for a way to explain to them what is happening in heaven as a result of their prayer. Are you now seeing the point? So he now used this to say a time will come and the person adjudicating on your matter is an unjust judge. Meanwhile, he said that the person is unjust doesn't negate the fact that you can get your answer. The question is, what is prayer? Prayer has the capacity to rescue answer and bring you to the frontiers of manifestation even when everything is against you. I'm a living testimony that everything can be against you if you can still pray. Do you know why if you can't do anything, make sure you can still pray. I don't care what you can do. I don't care what is wrong in you. I don't care how bad. I don't care how down you are. I don't even care how much Satan has brought you down, sin, whatever, how low you are in your walk with God. If you can see what? Pray. He said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. Circumstances will begin to realign in the favor of a man that knows how to tarry in the place of prayer. You are with me. You are with me. Register your presence perpetually, and then you will not be a visitor. Are you with me? The Bible says, Elijah said, before the Lord God, whom I would stand, the man makes a perpetual stand. It was when we came to the book of James that we understood the dimensions of that man's oppression. The scripture spoke about him. He said that Elijah, that man Elijah, he prayed earnestly. He said, he's a man of right passions. So when you say you are tired, I'm not talking about Jesus, I'm talking about Elijah. Who is the man that said he's tired? In prayer, Elijah walked without the indwelling spirit. The spirit had to come upon him. Yet, he prayed earnestly. You have to trust God for the spirit to pray. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. You need. For men ought always. If you want to win cases in the court of heaven, then you must know how to pray. You must know how to pray and not to stop. The case you lost is the one you gave up on. If you can still pray, Adaya Kabash, Kata Takata, Ka. Hey! 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 Fire me up, Spirit. Fire me up. Fire me up. Fire. Pa 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 da da pa. Follow me.
boycott of heaven because they can't pray. It doesn't matter how bad it is, can you pray? Even when an unjust judge is the one adjudicating on your matter, if you can still pray, oh God, help us to pray. Help us, help us, help us. Oh, thou spirit of prayer, possess me, oh. Possess me, oh. Possess me, oh. Hey. Possess me, oh. Possess me, oh. Possess me, oh. Possess me, oh. Yes, yes, you are feeling it now. You are feeling it. This is where you should be. This is where you should be, my friend. This is where prayer starts. We just started praying. We just started praying. We just started.
When you are here, 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 we summon the mighty angels, the mighty angels. Hey. We beckon you, O ancient spirit. Baptize men in prayer. Show them in prayer. Pour, 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 pour it. Pour it, Holy Ghost. Pour, pour upon us. Pour upon us. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here,
when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here.
Elijah, he is here, he is here, he is here. Take advantage. Hey, hey, hey.
You are seated on the throne with fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. I am your battle axe. You are seated on the throne with fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. We are your battle axe.
Hey! My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
You are seated on the throne with fire in your eye. You are the man of war. I am your battle axe. When you are here, 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 when you are here.
Shakola Abela Kaya.
Giving some people lamps, 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 lamps. Thank you.
in Jesus' mighty name.
Matthew chapter 25. You are not praying with us. Why? No. You must pray. Maybe after today, after praying today, you decide not to come. But today, I don't know what made you to come today. But that thing, you must pray. Matthew chapter 25. I saw lamps. Verse 1 said, then shall the kingdom of heaven, if you are there, say amen. Verse 1. Matthew chapter 25. See, this young man now is having a very deep encounter. The two of them. If you are there, say amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took what? What does this lamp mean now? Huh? Well, here, this lamp means altar. Are you with me? You see, in heaven, when a man appears, there is what we call lamp and lampstand. These people have gone far away. What I'm trying to, I want to help you to lay hold on something in the spirit. When you appear in heavens, there are different locations. Have you heard that we are made to sit with Christ in heavenly places? We are made to sit in heavenly places in Christ. Is it not true? Yes. That means in heavens, there are places. No, look at me, look at me. I'm trying to help you. I don't come to people anyhow. I'm trying to help you. When you come to heavenly places, when you come to heavenly, there are places. Some are at this level. Some are at a higher level. Should I show you? Have you read the book of Revelations? And John said that he was in the spirit. Then he heard a voice. And the voice told him what? Come up here. He is already in the spirit. He is already operating in heavenly places. But he still heard a voice that said what? Come up here. That means whatever plane he is operating at, subsequent to when he was called up, is not enough to present, to give him the realities, to provide him with the facilities, the resources that he needs to prosecute the mandate, the destiny, what is facing him. That is why if God gives a man a territorial business, he must grant you a territorial lampstand. It's not just that you will have a lamp that will speak to the territory. You must have a territorial lampstand. And I see lamps in the spirit. Men that God will grant power to their altar. That is what he means. So that you will be able to speak. Are you with me? Have you come to a point you are even praying about certain things in your life, your family, you are praying, it seems as if he's not touching it. How many of you have been there before? It means that you have not received your altar has no voice. They need to take your lamp and plant it in a different plane in the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I need you to pray to God and ask him in the next, we have 5 minutes to go. Ask him to grant you a lamp and a stand in the spirit in locations that have the capacity to minister to your territory. You don't have a voice. You don't have a voice. I see lamps in the spirit. If you can pray, you can have your own. Lay on.
Hallelujah. Paralatatata. Paralatatata. Hey. Tadatatata. Swatadesh. Abara. Taradada. Tara.
You can be seated. You can be seated as we close. We'll close here today. Tomorrow we commence. Same as we will commence by 4:30 so that we'll be able to journey. You can come and cast your offerings, your seed, even if you have your tithe. There is a move in this season. You don't know how much God depends on this. That's why sometimes it's not good to be a young man. Because you'll be joking, until you realize how much God depends on what you are doing. You are waiting for Jesus to appear to you. I'm telling you on behalf of Jesus. If you care to hear, hear. This is an encounter. You can't have this one and backslide. Yes, that's why people backslide in churches, because they don't have this one. So we just did opening prayer today, and then tomorrow we start the real prayer. Yes. I came back with a fresh hunger and fresh body. Are you feeling what? I feel I have not scratched anything. I don't know when I will start my training for ministry. The way I'm looking at you, you are already finishing your training. But we have not started. You are blessed in Jesus' name. We'll fix 24 hours soon. Is 24 hours enough? I'm not sure it's enough. You are blessed in Jesus' name. We'll gather again, once again, 4:30 p.m. tomorrow.